This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. A judge in Chicago has ordered actor Jussie Smollett to surrender his passport and pay $100,000 bail for filing a false police report. The 39-year-old Smollett, an openly gay black man from the television hit Empire, created a social media storm last month when he told police that two apparent supporters of U.S. President Donald Trump had struck him, put a noose around his neck, and poured bleach over him. After a three-week investigation, the Chicago Police Superintendent said authorities determined that Smollett had paid two brothers $3,500 to stage the attack. Risa Lanier is with the Cook County State's Attorney's Office.
As more evidence, such as text messages, phone records, social media records, bank records, surveillance video, and the receipt from the purchase of the rope was obtained by investigators, this investigation shifted from a hate crime to disorderly conduct.
Smollett posted bond Thursday afternoon and made no comment when he left the courthouse. His attorneys say the charges are outrageous and inconsistent with his character. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro said Thursday he would consider closing the country's border with Colombia and would definitely shutter its border with Brazil.
Yo no quiero tener que tomar una
decisión. He said, I don't want to have to make a decision of those characteristics, but I am considering it, a total closure of the border with Colombia. I am considering it. Maduro made the announcement in a televised interview shortly after a caravan of Venezuelan opposition leaders led by National Assembly President Juan Guaido departed for the Venezuela-Colombia border to receive humanitarian aid for needy citizens over the objections of Maduro. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News.